Mississippi State's new head football coach is Sylvester Croom. He makes a bit of college football history by becoming the first black head coach in the Southeastern Conference. He'll be introduced today during a news conference. Eric Stringfellow writes for the Jackson Clarion Ledger in Mississippi. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Was Mississippi State trying to make some history?
I think Mississippi State's trying to win some football games more than anything else. This guy's highly qualified. I think the program needs a shot in the arm, and I think he's an excellent choice.
He's not been a head coach before.
No, he hasn't, but I think that's less and less of an emphasis if you check around the college football as well as the NFL. I mean, I just think, again, this was just a solid choice. I think he was his credentials are impeccable. Everybody that we talked to seemed to think he's not only a great coach, but he's a good, solid individual.
Croom was passed over in May for the head coaching job at Alabama. Did that put pressure on the Southeastern Conference to hire a black head coach?
You know, I think it probably did. I mean, I think if you look at Shula, the guy who actually got the job at Alabama versus Mr. Coons, I think it was a pretty interesting choice. I mean, his credentials is clearly better than the guy that got the job. I mean, and again, I think the SEC is probably tired of that label of being not having an African-American football coach. So I'm sure it played a role. I know it did at Mississippi State. People at Mississippi State, that wasn't lost on them.
The Bulldogs haven't been doing so well. What's Croom got to work with?
I think at the skill position, the running backs, the wide receivers, and the defensive backs, I think he's got a lot of talent. There's no question about that. I think his challenge is going to be to beef up his line on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how this whole recruiting thing comes out in terms of when he will start. I think that's going to play a key role in just how successful he will be this year in recruiting.
Croom's taking over for Jackie Sherrill, who's retiring. Both men played for Bear Bryant at Alabama. Are their coaching philosophies similar?
No, I think they're going to be a lot different. I mean, again, in terms of the rap on Jackie was that he ran a kind of a loose ship and was reluctant to discipline players, and I think that kind of caught up with him in the end. Croom seems to be the opposite of that. I think the players will get a lot of discipline and get a lot of structure. And, that's if you look at these guys, I mean, man by man, I mean, there's no reason for them not to win or to have won more football games. I mean, based on the people on the roster. And, again, I think this will be a good change for them, and I think you can expect a lot more discipline.
Okay, you think he has his football together. Now, what about the spotlight factor? Is he going to feel a lot of extra pressure?
Probably. I mean, this is the first time this has happened, and that, you know, Bob, that's the one thing that I'm a little uncomfortable with. I mean, I think here's an opportunity for him, and that's all good, but he's coming to not the greatest situation. I mean, so it's there's a lot to prove, and it's not, you know, it's been nice to have been walking to a program with that had won some games the last couple of years, but the fact of the matter is, yeah, I mean, that's the fact that this is historic is going to mean a little bit more, and I think whether it's fair or not, I think he will be trying to win for more than just himself. I mean, I think this is going to be huge.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Eric Stringfellow is Metro columnist for the Jackson Clarion Ledger.